You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Molly Swagler, Vice President of the Tourism Leadership Council. Hi, Molly.
Good morning, Emily. It's a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have you. Also with us is Anna Chandler, the Arts and Entertainment Editor of Connect Savannah. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Emily.
And there's plenty to do this weekend, including out on Tybee.
Yes, it's Tybee Equality Fest out on the island. There's going to be parties, family-friendly activities, kayak and dolphin tours, beach yoga, a little bit of everything all weekend long.
There's even Pride Goes Putting at Island Mini Golf on Friday from 5 to 9, which I think looks like a lot of fun.
Absolutely.
And you can also, you know, if you're looking to get married on the island, you can get some planning underway as well.
Right. Let's make it official on Saturday at the Tybee Island Wedding Expo from 1 to 5 at the Tybee Island Wedding Chapel. They're going to be having a complete wedding expo where you'll get to meet some of the people and vendors who make weddings happen. And it is a beautiful, all-inclusive event that you can be a part of.
Now, the Savannah Voice Festival has been going on for a couple weeks, and it's wrapping up this weekend.
That's right. I'm sad to see it go, but it is time for the Voice Festival chapter to close, at least for this year. And they're going to end with a bang. Their festival finale will be Friday night, and it's going to be Funny at 5, which is a hilarious piece that was directed by Maria Zuvis. And I believe there's pies and faces, so I think it's a lot of fun. That's going to be at First Presbyterian Church on Friday night.
If you're after a different type of music, you can head to the Wormhole on Friday.
So we all know and love the Savannah metal band Kailessa that broke up in 2015. Founder Laura Pleasance, the guitarist, has gone off and made a new project called The Discussion. And they are playing their very first show at the Wormhole this weekend before they go on a European tour. And that's Laura Pleasance, and she is playing with Derek Lynch, who y'all might know from Crazy Bag Lady or Cray Bags, and then Richard Adams of Saint Corsair.
I feel like the name of that band is so timely right now.
Mm-hmm.
The Discussion, yeah. And there's more music at the Rail as well on Saturday.
There is. It is the second annual Railapalooza, and it's a celebration of local music, but it's also a fundraiser. And this year, all profits are going to the Curtis and Elizabeth Cancer Institute and the Ronald McDonald House. You have music from Bottles and Cans and the Train Wrecks and In for a Penny, Andrews Thompson Trio, Matt Eckstein, Machine Dreams, bunch of great local music, and that's from 3 to 11, so you can drop in anytime.
Yeah, and lots of great acts to see. But if you'd, you know, rather stick with movies this weekend, that too is an option.
Yes, indeed. The Lucas is screening the Alien trilogy, so you can see all three films from Friday through Saturday.
Those always scared me so badly.
So good.
Yeah, very good, but definitely rather frightening. And then finally, on Sunday, Molly, there is a great way to get outside and get moving.
That's right. Get on your southern clothes in the fourth annual Seersucker Ride put on by the Savannah Bicycle Campaign. And on Sunday afternoon, they're going to take a ride starting at Chatham Crescent area. And they're going to take a ride under shady streets in your seersucker or whatever southern dress you deem appropriate. They encourage you to wear a helmet. And then you'll return for a picnic and some outdoor games. And it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun.
So Molly Swagler, the Vice President of the Tourism Leadership Council, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me today, Emily.
And Anna Chandler, Arts and Entertainment Editor of Connect Savannah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And have a great weekend, both of you.
You too.